After speaking in Pasuk Hey about the agricultural success and security, Vishaftem Lavetach Baretz, in Pasuk Vav the Torah adds, Vinatati Shalom Baretz, and I will place peace throughout the land. We see from here the significance of peace. Rashi comments and says, Mikan Shashalom Shakul Keneged HaKol. Shalom is of as much weight as everything else. Im Ein Shalom, Ein Klum. In fact, the last Mishnah in Uksan writes, Lo Matzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Bracha LiYisrael El HaShalom. God looked for the vessel that could hold all of the blessings to give to the Jewish people, and that was Shalom. Question, though, is what Shalom we're referring to here? Because as mentioned, the last three words of Pasuk Hey speak about security, and Pesukim Zayin and Chet speak about military success. This is why the Ibn Ezra explains that the Shalom we're speaking about here is that we get along with each other. We're here during Sfiras HaOmer, the time when the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died because Lo Nagu Kavod Zevazeh. This is a very relevant message about how important our ability to get along with each other is for Shalom in general and our ability to face whatever enemies we have on the outside. The Ramban speaks about this as well and discusses what kind of Shalom we're referring to, and he adds that Al Derech HaEmes, the Shalom being referred to here is connected to the word that appears afterwards. Vinatati Shalom Ba'aretz. And what he says here is, it's a type of peace that a people has when they're living comfortably in their own land. There's a difference between living peacefully and living in Eretz Yisrael in peace. The Ramban elaborates, Pasuk Yud Aleph, later on in the Perek, about how the brachot as a whole are given to us as a nation that's living correctly in the right place and living the right way, and the great miracles and blessings God gives to us when we're in that situation, and Ashreinu, that we as a people are moving in that direction. The Aruch Chaim adds a third level to this idea. The Aruch Chaim says that V'natati Shalom Ba'aretz is relating to the world as a whole. The peace that the world as a whole seeks, where not just each person and each nation on its own, but living at peace with each other. The Zohar brings these three things together when it says, Tachazi k'tiv natati shalom baretz. Look, it writes that there'll be shalom baretz. Hu yisod. It's the base principle, the root. Di'iu shalma da'ara, shalma da'besa, shalma da'alma. It's the shalom of our land, of our home, of our world. The Jewish people look at things in concentric, in circles around each other. We start with how we get on within our own families, within our own people, within the world around us. All of it living in peace. The Baal HaTurim gives us a little bit of a direction as to how we can reach this shalom, this peace. He says the word shalom, the letters of shalom make up the word lishmo. The intention, l'shem shamayim, in his name. When people are about themselves, it's inevitable that they're going to struggle against each other because each one has his own will, his own ego, and his own needs. When we all recognize that we're here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to accomplish what Hashem wants from us in the world, that gives us hope that we can come together.